Now he says marriage is honorable in all things. If you think that when he's talking about brother love and sister love, that you're to love the sisters, you're dead wrong. Marriage is honorable in all. And sex is to be exercised in the framework of marriage. God gave marriage to mankind for the welfare of mankind. And any time, and oh, I know I sound like a square, because today this idea of living together without being married is becoming very commonplace among young people. But I'll tell you this, young person, you'll sure pay for it if you attempt to live outside the bonds of marriage, because the home is the very center of the whole social structure. And it's the very center of the church. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. Nothing wrong with sex, except today it's being taught too much. And when I was in London not long ago, I found out that they are going to cut down on teaching sex. It has led to more rapes in school than anything else. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid growing up in school, I was pretty ignorant at first. Well, I sure did learn a whole lot in a short time. And I think you don't need all this education today about sex. And also, according to this London report, it is responsible for this epidemic of venereal disease today. God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, my friend, you go into reap, and you're not getting by with it. And how many in the church today think they are? Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. You cannot escape. He'll judge you. Then he says, let your conversation, which means your manner of life, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Isn't that wonderful to have him say that to you? And I don't care who you are, what you do. This is the response of faith to the Word of God here. And it brings you to the place that you know that he's never going to leave you nor forsake you. Isn't that wonderful? I have a notion that I've got friends today that would forsake me. I may have relatives that would forsake me. But, you know, in the Lord Jesus, he's never going to forsake me. It's wonderful to have him on your side, and I hope you have him on your side. Verse 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord's my helper, and I'll not fear what man shall do unto me. These Hebrew Christians in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria were really going to face in the next few years punishment, and they were going to face trials. And those that were believers need to remember God wasn't going to forsake them. And they could say, in spite of what happened, God's my helper, and I'll not fear what man will do unto me. And I can't help but come back and make this statement. Isn't it interesting that we had a few of these radicals that during the war in Vietnam, they were all so interested in the POWs, and they made trips over there, and they led protest rallies. Then the POWs were released. Have you seen any of these folks show any interest in the POWs? You know why? Many of them came back and they said it wasn't a movie star or a former attorney general that helped me. It was Jesus. And many of them turned to Jesus. And it's interesting how the media, the news media, especially television, they turned that off. They didn't like to talk about the POWs. And it's interesting how this country has been made through the news media and all of these radicals. We've about forgotten that there were POWs that were released, friends. Many of them turned to Jesus. And may I say to you, what happened? He never forsook them. He stayed with them. And he's the one that will see you through. I don't think the radicals are going to help you much. I don't think any of these political parties are going to help you much. I don't think any of these politicians. I am tired listening to them. And I guess I'm as tired listening to them as they are listening to me. But I'm tired listening to them. May I say to you, I want to listen to Jesus. He says he'll never leave me nor forsake me.